On behalf of the Professional Baseball Strength and Conditioning Coaches Society, I'd like to welcome you to the PBSCCS podcast. I'm your host, Chris Messina. All right, everybody, today's episode of the podcast is another group episode. I'll have the guys introduce themselves and then we'll get going. So we'll go Joe first and then Garrett, just organization, position in the org, how long you've been around, and then we'll get it going, guys.
How's it going? I'm Joe Hudson. I am the AA strength coach for the Boston Red Sox up in Portland, Maine, and the older brother of this guy.
I'm Garrett Hudson. Just finished up my first year with the Tampa Bay Rays at the FCL level. Been at it for 1 year. I'm excited to come back for my next, starting in January.
Guys, Joe alluded to it here, but the theme today is brothers in pro ball on this group podcast. I have not done one of these. I don't even know if there's any other set of siblings in pro ball. So this might be a little bit of a lighter one. Not maybe X's and O's, but just a good time to kind of chat and maybe talk a little shit with each other. So first one, let's introduce ourselves, your journey, and then who influenced who in the field of like exercise science, strength and conditioning. So maybe Joe, you can go first since your older brother.
Yeah. Honestly, when I went to school, I knew I wanted to do something with athletes. I played college baseball and I saw what training did for me in my performance and helped me in my early career, or my early athletic career, I should say. And so I knew I always wanted to do something in that field. And when I got to school, I wanted to play baseball. And really, I found the closest thing that I could find in, as a major, and it was athletic training. So I was like, athletic training, training athletes, like that sounds like what I want to do. So I got into that and was sadly mistaken that that was not what I wanted to do. You know, all the credit in the world to athletic trainers, but that wasn't for me. So I changed my major after my first year to exercise physiology instead. And that's really kind of where I started to realize the, you know, the training side of thing, how the body worked and everything like that. And which is ultimately transferred me into this strength and conditioning career that I have. I was fortunate enough to sit down with an advisor of mine who had done some strength and conditioning stuff in the past. And he was like, no, this is what you sound like you want to do with your life. So he mentored me with that stuff. And ultimately, here I am, strength coach, almost actually 10 years later. I first started, you know, my early strength and conditioning career, honestly, started with Garrett as my guinea pig. You know, I think all of us strength coaches are first, you know, our first client is ourselves, you know, and you learn how to train yourself and what works and what doesn't work and, you know, apply the things that you're learning from the books and, you know, from your other experiences. And, you know, honestly, Garrett was my first, my first person other than myself that I started to practice on. So, you know, hence his better physical capabilities than myself. They all came from me to begin with. That's about it.
Garrett, him training you, did that get you interested in like going into strength and conditioning? Had you had that beforehand? Was it your playing career? Like what pushed you towards this field?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, my path is, you know, almost precise to what Joe's was. I don't know if that was coincidental or not, but, you know, we're both baseball players forever. And yeah, I mean, when I was kind of just getting, you know, we're 6 years apart. So when he was graduating college, 22 years old or so, I was, you know, 15 or 16. So that's kind of, you know, as we know, it's a very you know, not a vulnerable, but a very receptive age for strength training. And I was a football player in high school as well. So, you know, my velocity on the mound jumped like 5 miles an hour each year that I was training with Joe. So that was a very clear indication that strength and conditioning is, you know, worth your time. But honestly, I really, you know, towards the end of high school, I started to realize what I could kind of impose my power on dudes on the football field. And that was fun. So that made it, that kind of, you know, made me fall in love with the weight room a little bit more. You know, just because when you see it applied or very easily transferred into what you do on a daily basis, that makes you buy into it a little bit more, in my opinion. And then, yeah, when it, you know, when it came time, I got a scholarship to play baseball at Merrimack College. And when it came time to select what my major was going to be, it was kind of just obvious, you know, just like Joe said, is, you know, I want to work with athletes, you know, what does that look like? You know, 6 years before me making that decision, that, you know, strength and conditioning wasn't quite as big as it was even just 6 years after when I was making that decision. So, you know, I knew that sports medicine or exercise science, I think it ended up being called exercise science at Merrimack. Yeah, that was kind of obvious. And just going through, you know, my freshman prereqs of, you know, anatomy and physiology and stuff, I fell in love with it even more. You know, just learning, you know, learning like the ins and outs of how the, you know, what's attached to the scap and how that impacts how the arm works. And me being a pitcher, it's, you know, I'm like jotting down notes, and I've never been a note person. And, you know, it just had that really easy application to what I was putting all my time into outside of the classroom. So it was just, you know, it was a no-brainer. I never hesitated to continue on that path. And, you know, since graduating, I've had some experiences that weren't so positive, and I've had some others that were just great learning experiences. And, you know, I attribute, you know, where I'm at now to all those experiences. So yeah, I'm very happy with not really having to make any decisions moving up, because Joe kind of just did all that for me, and showed me what was available through that route. And I'm very happy to be here. So, yeah.
Yeah. I feel, my youngest brother, we're like 10, 11 years apart. He's getting into college now. I think he's in his second year of college, in junior college. And, you know, my dad and then I talk, and he's like, yeah, he wants to follow in your footsteps. And, you know, I'm the same way, Joe. Like, I would put things on him and be like, here, try this, try that, try that. And then, like, for me, like, I had some years in the field, and it was more of like, somebody had just given him a general program for the off season. And I was like, no, do this, try this. And, like, you know, he got bigger, he got stronger, he got faster, he plays football, he plays baseball. And, like, it's kind of the same, like you were saying, Garrett, like, he sees results on the field, and, like, people are taking notice of him as, like, a player, his physique, his build. And it's like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Like, and then he sees myself, like, moving up the ranks in professional baseball, and he's like, well, I want to do that too, you know? So I feel the same way about both, like, with you two, just talking to you guys. That's kind of why I wanted to set this one up. I have a little bit of this feel in my life where I'm like, I did all the hard work, I went through all the trials and tribulations, and now, like, my younger brother wants to do the same thing, and he's just learned from all my mistakes, and, like, now he's probably gonna, like, skyrocket through the system or whatever when he decides to get in. But no, it's cool that you guys kind of influence each other, and you're able to see each other, like, just growing up. And I think that, like, 6 years apart is kind of an interesting sweet spot of, like you said, Joe, you were just kind of in college, you were just starting training. And then Gary, you were at that age where it's, like, perfect to put good quality training on. And then, like, you guys both kind of grew together. So it's cool to hear that story. And it's cool that you guys both ended up in pro ball. And, you know, talking off camera, we were saying at some point, Garrett's just going to bypass Joe here really quick. So, hopefully not too soon, Joe. I don't want to, I would feel bad if he jumps you, but you never know.
It'll happen. We're going to try.
So, do you guys talk shop a lot now that you're both, like, in the field, and it's less like Joe putting his ideas on you, Garrett? Now you've gone through college, you've both been in pro ball. Like, do you guys share ideas? Do you talk shop, or do you guys, like, no, I don't want you to know what we do over here, and I don't care what you say.
I feel like we don't talk a ton of shop, especially like this year so far, but we definitely have in the past, like, you know, going, I think we talked more shop like when Garrett was in school, and you know, I was
in private sector for sure, a little bit more.
It was like just more of like, hey, I'm learning about this, have you done this? Or hey, like, I just learned about this, you should look into it. But I feel like now it's less about talking shop, or at least early on in this kind of like new relationship status that we have with us both being in. I feel like it's less about us talking shop and more about just like catching up and, you know, just talking about like family and stuff like that. When Garrett comes down, it's like to see the kids and hang out and just, you know, do more like of that stuff. But I'm sure, honestly, I was thinking about this one, like, I'm sure that there'll be more shop talking in the future, like as we continue to become more established and, you know, try things out and all that.
I mean, stuff. I'm personally, I'm kind of, you know, this is my first year in pro ball. You know, I don't want too many tips or hints. I want to kind of, you know, I want to learn for myself and see, you know, I like to be, and I hate that this might come off the wrong way to some people. But I like to be that more laid back, you know, kind of let the athletes show me the route a little bit more, and be a little bit more reactive. So, you know, what comes with being a little more reactive is kind of learning personalities a little bit more and learning, you know, learning what your resources are outside of the weight room and how that can impact, you know, how you communicate with players. And, you know, that's a lot of stuff that I kind of learned. And, you know, like Joe alluded to, we don't regularly just kind of jump on the phone and talk about, you know, whatever research just came out or, you know, some conference that, you know, which coincidentally, we're probably going to go to a conference together this winter, but, you know, we don't typically spend our time communicating about that. I do think a lot of that is because I'm kind of independent in nature and I want to learn things face value without any sort of, you know, preceding like understanding of it, or if that makes sense. Yeah, I want to take things as they come and then react to them and learn that way and, you know, be my own strength coach. And I think that is a success. I mean, after my first year, I think that is a successful or was a successful approach to doing it. I felt that created a really good relationship with a lot of our players and a lot of our staff, both with strength and conditioning and outside of that with baseball skill stuff. So, I mean, I would advocate for people to try and be like that. You know, I don't want to be just taking someone else's, you know, approach to it. You know, if I have questions on, like, if I'm at an affiliate next year, yeah, I'm going to be talking to Joe before I talk to anybody else about how to manage, you know, communicating with other strength coaches on the opposing team, or, you know, food orders or rehab or whatever I might need some tips on. Joe's obviously going to be the first person I'm communicating with about that. But yeah, I don't think you ever did an FCL. You did some ACL stuff.
No, I did. I did same thing. ACL.
Yeah.
Just out there and then a short season.
Yeah. When I think about my brother, and it's funny because, like I said, my dad is the one that has been telling me that, you know, my brother wants to follow along and get into sports and training and all of that. And I haven't really even heard it from him. And I don't know if he wants to do PT, AT, S&C. And I kind of feel the same way. Like, if at some point when we both get established, like, maybe we'll have a more like work type of relationship where we can bounce ideas. But I'm with you, Garrett. Like, I want him to be his own guy. I was my own guy coming up, and I kind of have my people that I lean on and ask questions. And I think for you, like, developing those people within your own corner, like, Joe's always going to be there, right? Like, if nothing else, you have a fallback. But like, I don't think you should just use your fallback right away. Like, develop the relationships with other people, develop, you know, both professional and just friendly. But I have kind of a group of people in my corner that I go to if I have specific questions. And then, you know, if worst comes to worst, I always have like our strength staff. And I'm not saying anything bad about our strength staff, right? I think all of our staff is really awesome. But it's good to branch out elsewhere too, right? And I feel the same for my brother. Like, I don't want him to really come to me and just get spoon-fed answers. Like, I want him to earn his way through. And then when he's gotten to a point where, like, he feels he can talk to me and I can talk to him, we'll probably have that. And I know you're alluding to that, Joe, like, saying once you're both more established. But right now, it's, I agree with you guys. Like, it's catching up, just family stuff. Like, I don't see my brother a lot. So when I see him, like, I don't necessarily talk to him about, oh, did you see this new strength and conditioning research or this physical therapy technique? Or no, it's like, are you doing all right? Do you need some money? Like, are you eating? Like, is college okay? You know what I mean? It's all, it's just catching up family stuff. So I definitely understand what you guys are saying. And I think you're both doing it right from both sides of the coin there, if I'm being honest.
Well, yeah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, yeah, sorry, I'm just going to talk in circles if we keep going on with that.
It's okay. No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, so on the other side of that, though, do you guys ever have any animosity towards each other? Or is there, like, any playful banter, just like, hey, you know, Red Sox are doing really well. Yeah. Rays are struggling.
I think
we both put up
an Instagram in the spring when Joe was with a big league club and came up for a game at Port Charlotte. You know, we took a picture on the field and I think both of us captioned like something, you know, slighting the other team. You know, at least in both of our positions, we're both sitting at home right now. So yeah, I mean, there's no animosity. I mean, I don't know if we were closer in age, maybe there would be, but you know, 6 years apart, like you said, it's kind of that sweet spot of, I mean, yeah, we were separated enough for me to still get my ass kicked a little bit when we were a kid. And then, you know, far enough apart where, you know, whatever he told me to do as an athlete, I was just going to do, because I had, you know, I'm not going to question my older brother right now. He's like the king because he is helping me surpass him on the in athletics. But yeah, I mean, there's never been any sort of animosity. I mean, maybe you got a different answer. I doubt it. But, you know, from my perspective, there's never really been anything aside from that one Instagram post in March.
Come in hot, big brother.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, right.
We have, it's been 1 year and we haven't played each other in the postseason yet. So when that happens, like, we'll have to do a second, you know, a follow-up episode to this. But in all honesty, like, you know, we didn't make the playoffs this year. The Rays, obviously, they did make the playoffs, and I found myself like, you know, I hope that they do well. You know, it'd be good for you. I was lucky enough, like, we'll say the animosity that I do have is that, like, I have a World Series ring and you don't. So I can hold that over your head for however long that takes. You know, I was lucky enough that the Org won World Series my first year. So, you know, I would pull for that for sure, because it's a cool opportunity, cool experience and all that stuff. But when we're both in the playoffs, like, Thanksgiving, like, there's going to be some Thanksgivings in the future that might not be as, you know, as pleasant, but it's all, you know, all in good fun. But I do have this that I'm holding hostage right now, since
I was going to say I forgot my sweatshirt yesterday.
I could potentially burn it. We'll see.
It's my favorite one. It's the only Lulu gear that I got this year.
It is nice. I was thinking about taking the logo off of it.
You can probably just repurpose it into something else.
I feel the same with, like, the playoffs, Joe. I have a lot of friends all over baseball and different orgs. And so, like, for me, when we got eliminated this year, I was like, I'm not watching playoff baseball. Like, I'm pissed that we didn't make it. And I am. I'm not happy, obviously, that we're not in it. But then as soon as the playoffs started, it was like, all right, first game I'm watching. Ooh, like, we had it on.
Baseball, right?
Yeah. And that's, I told my wife, it's like, nothing's better than playoff baseball, right? And October baseball, and you want to be a part of it. Sometimes you're lucky enough to be, and sometimes you're not. But I have friends all over the game that are in the playoffs, and some of them are experiencing it for the first time. I got to experience it for the first time last year, my first year in the big leagues. And it's like, I remember how exciting that was. And how cool that was for me. So like I root for them and their teams to do well. And, you know, some people may not like those teams and things like that. And I'm not going to go out of my way and like, yeah, I'm a big fan of this team, but like, I want my friends to succeed. Right. And yeah. So for me, it's cool to see them. And obviously if the Rays are in the playoffs and the Red Sox are not, or the other way around, like you guys got to at least cheer for each other's teams if your yeah. team's not in. But if both teams are in, and especially if we line up to play each other like we did last year, then yeah, I would say no holds barred at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Oh yeah.
Last one I got for you guys, just what are your individual ultimate goals? Either within this game, or maybe you don't want to stick around in this game. And then do you guys ever see yourselves working together, whether it's in professional baseball or outside of professional baseball, a private setting that you guys might open up together, something like that?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, ultimately getting to the big leagues, hopefully before he does, would be the goal. You know, we're still working that direction. And I do think we've talked about it in the past, like working together. I do think it would be like really cool and a very unique thing for us to be working together. I don't know how that would work in terms of, you know, how they, you know, hirings go and stuff like that, to actually make that be a realistic possibility, having family members working together. But I think it would be a really cool thing for sure. And, you know, there's, I don't know if anyone necessarily, I know for me, like, I'm not going out into the field searching to be like the king of something or to be the first to do whatever. But I think like, something like that from a family perspective, it would be very cool. Like how many times have there been, you know, strength coaches, people in this field that have reached like the highest levels and they've done it together as, you know, as brothers or family members, whatever. And so I do think that would be pretty cool. And we have, you know, we've talked about, I've tried to get him to come in on my former business. And I just think that timing wise, he was just kind of like coming out into the field and wanted to get his feet wet and kind of carve his own path and stuff. But I could see that being something in the future too, either like a remote thing or maybe down the road, like we have a side thing that we kind of cooperate together. But, you know, I can't speak for Garrett on what his ultimate career path is, but I think, you know, eventually down the road, like maybe after our big league careers are over or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, we've always, that's always been kind of a thing. It's funny to me because, you know, I think when I was like a junior in high school, I had some like financial planning project that involved, you know, a big business idea. And it was, you know, this big, massive facility that, you know, we had, you know, a Hudson Brothers strength and conditioning or something like that. And that was just kind of a thing. You know, I was in high school. I didn't even really know anything about the field or, you know, that it's a massive time commitment to just try and create a small time strength and conditioning business. And takes a lot of effort. And a lot of people willing to pay you to come and train. So, you know, I just came out of a private sector full-time position where I was running everything and I loved it for about 8 months. And then I was like, yeah, this, you know, the whole pay to play concept is kind of sucks. You know, I want to coach people that want to get better. People that want to play at a high level. So I kind of threw the towel in for the time being on the private sector. You know, any aspirations for the private sector anyway, you know, regarding us being, you know, at any point in time, if it's ever possible at the big league level together, I think that would be freaking awesome. I think it would be unique and I think it'd be a fun experience for us to both have together. And I mean, above all, I think it would be very effective. Like I think we, you know, we communicate well when we do communicate. We both identify that as something we should get better at as family members, but when we do communicate, especially about the field, I think we're very productive and very effective in what we, you know, what we kind of turn out. So I think, yeah, if we were able to be at the big league level together, I think that would be awesome. I hope, you know, I hope that could become an opportunity someday.
Is there appeal in being like together in the big leagues or separate in the big leagues? You know what I mean? Like see each other from across the lines, or yeah, would you rather stand on the same line?
I think both. I mean, I think it would be really fun either way. I mean, I didn't even think about being, you know, in opposition at the big league level. Yeah, but I mean, I think that would be, talk about the animosity question. I think that would be, that'd be very fun. For sure.
Joe?
Yeah, either one. I, to be honest, like I didn't even think about it, like being against each other. You know, it's, there's been, it would be fun. It would definitely be fun either way. I think it would be fun, and it's, it'd be cool to, you know that ultimately, like, we followed the same path, right? But like we got there kind of different ways, and like without, you know, like kind of Garrett was saying earlier, like he's learning his own things, he's making his own mistakes, like he's seen some of the mistakes that I've made, so he knows which kind of things to steer away from, but he's kind of learning things in his own way. Like for us to be able to both like organically grow and be in the same, you know, get to the peak of our field, right? And you know, ask us, we both probably said when we were younger, like we both wanted to be professional baseball players, you know, and we both weren't good enough. He was better than me, but like we both weren't good enough to get to that level. So, you know, what's the next best thing to do is get there as a strength coach, right? So, you know, we'd kind of be like still achieving our goals, our individual goals, but kind of doing it like our own way. So I think that would be cool. I mean, as long as I can probably say confidently, like as long as you're not working with the Yankees, it doesn't matter. But being from New England to like, you know, be growing up a Red Sox fan, I don't know if you're gonna, you know I'm not going that route, but
I guess whoever is gonna get us more rings, right?
That's how I was.
That's somewhat up to us.
I grew up in New York as a Yankees fan, and now here I am in the the big leagues with the Red Sox. I think some of my friends are like, dude, you wanted to play for the Yankees as a kid. What happened to you? I'm like, sorry, buddy. Sometimes things change. But, guys, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming on. I think this is just a fun talk to have. And, you know, maybe in 5 years from now, we can have a follow-up to this and see where you guys are at. And hopefully you're both in the big leagues either together or on opposite ends of the opposite lines there. But it'll be cool to see how you guys develop and how you guys go. And Garrett, especially for you, first year being in pro ball and seeing how quickly you can jump Joe and rub it in his face that you've gotten to the big leagues before him. But no, I appreciate it, guys. And we'll definitely be in touch. And yeah, stay safe and we'll talk soon.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, that's going to conclude our episode with Joe and Garrett. I hope you enjoyed this one. I know this was a little bit on the lighter side, but there are some really good things to take from this one. And like I said in the episode, it'll be really cool to follow their path over the next few years and just kind of see where they both end up as strength coaches. Three things that I took from the guys in this episode: don't be afraid to test out what you're learning on yourself. Effective communication can help to create productive relationships. And learn from others, but ultimately you need to be your own strength coach. With that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you again on the next one.